San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, August 4, 2024. Today's lesson is What Do You Expect? With Dr. Constance Cook Core. Good morning. We just heard Energy Follows Thought by Willie Nelson. I don't know when that song was written, but it was posted 2 years ago. When I ran across it, I was stunned, absolutely stunned, to hear my entire talk for this morning in a 3-minute song. So I'll let you know right now that if you don't have time to listen to this entire talk, go listen to Energy Follows Thought by Willie Nelson, because it's everything I was going to say, but more concise, very short, and with great music. There is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence that flows through all creation, and I call this God, the Living Spirit Almighty, one, indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. And so now that we are anchored in to this wisdom, this knowing that all is one, and it's who and what we are. We have started a new month today. It is August 4th, so we've got 4 Sundays in August, and our theme for 2024 is building conscious community. But this theme for August is a fun one. It is imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. So when we do that, what does that mean to us when we just think about imagining the possibilities? What would it be like if everything was possible? What would it be like if everything was possible? And what would it be like if, what would your life be like if everything that you could possibly imagine came true? Now, I said everything. So we want to remember that thoughts are things. So where do our thoughts go? If we're going to say, what if everything I thought came true? Well, you know, there's a few things that I would rather not come true that have come through my head. But what that tells us is that it's a good idea to think about what we're thinking about, to be more aware of our own thoughts. In our science of mind philosophy and teaching, we know that thoughts are things. We know that all things are energy. We know that energy follows thought. Our thoughts operate through a creative medium that is infinite in possibilities, which tends to reproduce whatever we put into it. That's our divine creative process. It's represented in our teaching symbol, the circle with the V and the two lines separating it into three parts. Now remember, the circle means it's all one. We just look at it as three different things. These are not three different things. This is the law. This is the way everything is created. Every thought that we have goes into the top, which is our conscious mind. It goes into this processing area that can only say yes. That's the law. And it comes out as an experience in our life. So if I put something rotten in the top, the law doesn't care. It says, "Ooh, look what you gave me. Okay, we're going to make it so." And then that becomes an experience in our life. But we have infinite possibilities of things to think and to put into the divine creative process. We can think something exciting and good. And the law says, yep, that's me, I'll do that. And out comes an experience that is positive, that is exciting, that is uplifting, that benefits us in a good way. As long as we continue to focus on the affirmative side of life. Are you willing to focus on the affirmative side of life? Yes or yes?
Yes.
Yes. All right. So when you think about what you're thinking about, are you thinking positive thoughts, or do you allow negative thinking and false beliefs to enter into your consciousness? That's a heavy question. During August, we're going to use our imagination to explore the unlimited possibilities that are available in life once we realize that the one power, the one presence that resides within our own heart, within our own consciousness, is the one power and presence that is all, that makes all things possible. Now in the Bible it says, with God all things are possible. This one power and presence is also called God. It's also called the universe. It's also called spirit. It's also called you. And it's also called me. We all have infinite possibilities in our life, and it's available to all of us that feel and recognize that indwelling presence. The potential for you to tap into that wellspring of divine potential is limited only by your inability to let go of your false perceptions of reality. False evidence appearing real. Gee, that spells out fear, doesn't it? In order to be what we are to become, we need to let go of the fears of not being enough, the fears of not being good enough, smart enough, rich enough. All of these enough words are limiting, because we are always more than enough, and we have an infinite set of possibilities to always give us more. And when we let go of those limiting beliefs and release all the thoughts that don't support our highest good runs rampant in our lives. Ernest Holmes is the founder of the religious science movement and the author of many books, including the Science of Mind textbook. He wrote, "The science of mind is based entirely upon the supposition that we are surrounded by a universal mind into which we think. The mind of man is some part of the mind of God. Therefore, it contains within itself the unlimited possibility of expansion and self-expression." The mind of man is part of the mind of God. Therefore, it contains within itself, our mind already contains, the unlimited possibility of expansion and self-expression. As we think into this universal mind, man sets a law in motion which is creative and which contains itself a limitless possibility. Doesn't that just sound like the divine creative process I was talking about? Yes, it does, because that's exactly what it is. Every time we think a thought, it is put into motion by the law. Now, there are times when we need to just suspend our logical and analytical mind and think outside of the box. Why would that be? Well, because science has not yet advanced to the point where everything we see can be adequately explained. But science, being what it is, wants to box everything up and say, oh, look, this is gravity in this box right here. So you get the definition and explanation of gravity. This is plasma physics. It's in this little box right here. You get the explanation, definition, the rules that science has determined go with plasma physics. And because they like to put things in a box, and God can't be put in a box, they like to say, well, you know, we just can't prove all these. We can't prove that God exists. I can, because I believe. I have faith. When we practice the teachings of science of mind, we are proving God exists with everything we say and everything we do. Including those things that we imagine. There are times when our brain, our mind, our thought process sees something and wants to define it. But maybe it's missing a little something to fit into a definition we already recognize. That is gestalt, when our mind fills in the blanks of its own accord. If you have a curved line and it goes in what looks like a circle but doesn't connect at the other end, at the end where the two ends come together, it's got like a one finger gap. Your mind says that's a circle. It doesn't say that's a series of points in a pattern that each point follows by a certain shift in degree. No, it says that's a circle. I know a circle when I see one. That's a circle. If it's missing a piece, who cares? It's still a circle. That is how we know that our mind can conceive of infinite possibilities. We create a mental image that supports our dreams and our goals and our desires. Thomas More wrote The Care of the Soul, and he said, when imagination is allowed to move into deep places, the sacred is revealed. When we go deep within and allow our minds to be open to receive all the good, the sacred within our lives is revealed. The truth of who we are. Spiritual, immortal beings. The fact that we have those words to describe who we are. Spiritual, we are made of spirit. Everything is. Immortal, spirit cannot die, therefore our essence cannot die. Beings, well, here we are. Right now we happen to be in the form of a human. But even if we were not in the form of a human, we would still be. Because energy never goes away. It only changes form. Everyone here, everyone everywhere, has the potential to live the life of their dreams. There's an infinite possibility of greatness within you. When you recognize this, then your entire life reveals more health, joy, and abundant prosperity than ever before. It just, everything opens up for your greatest and highest good, every moment. What else would you expect? Knowing that the divine is within you, the indwelling presence is who you are. And why would you expect anything less? We just keep on turning to that affirmative side of life. We claim that divine inheritance of good that is who we are and what we are. Life, the universe, always responds with yes. Does not care. Does not pick and choose. As Ernest Holmes wrote, the universe is no respecter of persons, which means that if you have three people there and one is a king and one is a pauper and one is a newborn baby, the universe does not care, does not give priority to anyone over the other. Each has within them the same power, because it is the universe's power. The universe always says yes. That's the law. That's the law. But what that tells us is that if we think negative thoughts and say negative words or expect everything to go wrong, what do you think you're going to get from life? More of the same. What would you expect? If we put out negative energy, we are expecting to experience negative energy. And the law says, you got it. Here you are. Here's all this negativity you've been dreaming of. And the poor law doesn't even get the opportunity to say, but if I were you, the if I were you, I'd think a different thought. That comes from our readings. That comes from observations of seeing how people act and what experiences they have in life. What they put out, they receive back. It's the law of circulation. It's the law of attraction. It's the law of divine reciprocity. Ernest Holmes also wrote 365 Science of Mind, which is a daily guide for spiritual living. And in it, he wrote, the creative power is always reacting to us as we act in it. It is always creating in our bodies and in our affairs. Consequently, we should all learn to live in a state of joyous and enthusiastic expectancy. Let us then bless everything we do and everyone we meet, knowing that the limitations of the past need not be carried into the future. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing is too much to ask of the power that can do anything. So today's lesson title is, What Do You Expect? What do you expect? We can look at that, you know, several different ways. We can say, well, what is it that you want out of life? What do you expect? What are your expectations? What do you have to look forward to? What do you anticipate? What are your dreams and goals and desires? What do you expect can also mean doing one thing and expecting a different result. Just because we have expectations doesn't mean that they're always going to be satisfied. Here's an example. You go out into the pouring rain without an umbrella or an overcoat, right? You're going to get wet. Don't be surprised when you get wet. What did you expect? Do you expect that there would be a bubble around you and you would walk around warm and dry in the sunshine while the whole rest of the neighborhood is having a downpour? If you have a tendency to think that everything always goes wrong and that life is a struggle day after day after day after day, do not be surprised if that is your experience. Do not be surprised if your life is a series of disappointments, trials, and tribulations. Negativity begets disappointment. Negativity begets disappointment. So I'll ask again, what do you expect? You set the law in motion. The law of life is working perfectly and impeccably according to your consciousness and your belief system. However, don't judge yourself. All is working out perfectly in accordance with the law. Having that knowledge, that wisdom, that what we are putting in with our thoughts is showing up in our lives gives us this gigantic example of change your thinking, change your life. The law doesn't judge, it simply reflects whatever we put into it. And Reverend John Pileski taught the four agreements many times, and he made up a fifth agreement, which is be good to yourself. Be good to yourself. If you're having negative thoughts and thinking everything is going to go wrong, don't, on top of that, beat yourself up emotionally and tell yourself how awful you are and how undeserving you are, because that darn law says yes. So think about what you're thinking about. You are worthy of all good. All good is already yours, every bit of it. And so we want to live our lives with the expectancy of good. We want to have faith in the law. We want to trust that the law works for us and through us. If you're in alignment with me so far, place your hand over your heart and say, today, I am open and receptive to imagine the possibilities. I expect the best that life has to offer. And so it is. And so simply breathe. Breathe, knowing that the best that life has to offer is already yours. And even better is already yours. Something we want to remember is that expectations and expectancy are two different concepts. There's a difference between having expectations and having the quiet expectancy of good. When you have expectations, you can set yourself up for disappointment. If your expectations of yourself or others are not met, you may become frustrated or anxious. You may feel disappointed that your needs were not met. In fact, when I counsel people going into relationships or marriages, I tell them, discuss your expectations. Do not assume that your partner believes and wants and desires the same exact things that you do because the odds are against it. Infinite possibilities. I'm sure that each of you expects one thing that the other hasn't thought of. So talk it out. And remember what, Ernest Holmes, in the Science of Mind textbook, said, "We should work not with anxiety, but with expectancy. Not by coercion, but with conviction. Not through compulsion, but in a state of conscious recognition and receptivity. We do not have to drive or push, but we must accept and believe. We should then leave everything according to the law, expecting a full and complete proof of our faith. We shall not be disappointed nor chagrined, for the law is our faithful servant." Living in acceptance and belief. Belief in a higher power that guides and directs us to new levels of excellence. And when you have that expectancy of good, you realize that everything is in divine right order. Then you can move through your life easily, gracefully, and lovingly. Then you can ask yourself, what do I expect out of life? Do you believe life is for you or against you? Do you believe life is a battlefield or a playground of limitless opportunity or something in the middle? Now, there's a quote in the Bible. It says, "If God be for me, who can be against me?" So we can answer that question. Do you believe life is for you or against you? With God is life. God is for me. Life is for me. Life is not a struggle. Life is a playground. Life is a playground. Eileen Caddy is a spiritual teacher. She was a New Age author and was best known as one of the founders of the Findhorn Ecological Village and Community Project in Northeast Scotland. It was very famous. It might even still exist. I'll have to look it up. But she wrote, "Expect your every need to be met. Expect the answer to every problem. Expect abundance on every level. And expect to grow spiritually. Seek always for the answers within. Be not influenced by those around you, by their thoughts or their words. What is right for one soul may not be right for another. It may mean having to stand on your own and do something strange in the eyes of another." In other words, be self-reliant, be genuine, be authentic, and do not be concerned about what others think about you. Terry Cole Whittaker had her book, "What You Think of Me Is None of My Business." And she's right. She's absolutely right. Divine right order is always revealing our good, no matter what it looks like. There are times in my life when I would be going through something and I would think, geez, There's got to be a big lesson in here. I can't wait to learn it and end this situation. Another character builder. Marianne Williamson was also a spiritual teacher and a best-selling author, and she wrote, "Our challenge is to see beyond the world and invoke new beginnings." Our challenge is to see beyond the world and invoke new beginnings. And that means trust the invisible. Look beyond what you see and imagine the possibilities. Trust the indwelling presence that all is well. To expect the best in life, I think we need to look beyond the condition, beyond the appearance, and beyond the circumstance that is in front of us. And the Course in Miracles, it says, is very powerful. It says, we are all teachers, and what we teach is what we learn. And so we teach it over and over again until we learn. Thank you for your time and your attention. Namaste.